Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Of course it is. Thursday mornings means Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So now, just quickly, before we do catch-up on the gym debacle, which seems to be a real, real hot topic, I saw on your Twitterer that you had a little a young flight to Johannesburg. How did that go?
I did. It was, I was actually quite anxious. I fly an awful lot, once or twice a week. It was normal for me before lockdown. I mean, just nothing since March. And, I flew to Joburg. And I just thought I'd share a few things.
Yeah.
Just the people who haven't made this first post-lockdown flight are prepared. So do get to the airport a full hour before your flight scheduled departure. I was one of those people that would grease and book online, check in online rather, and, I had it taped down to the... I would not leave much wriggle room, but you just listen to them when they say get there full hour, because you've got a whole screening process. You have to hand in your COVID-19 declaration, have it all filled in and ready. They take your temperature. It's an extra new queue, and it can take quite long if you get your timing wrong, and you don't need that stress. So listen to them when they say get there full hour and before. Get a full hour before. Do be prepared to be a little bit unsettled, or quite a lot unsettled, if you suddenly, after 6 months of physical distancing, then find yourself sitting really up close and personal with a bunch of strangers on a very packed plane. My plane was completely booked. They can book every seat except for the last row at the very back of the plane. So yes, it is legal. And also do be prepared to be among several people, as I was, who think that wear your mask over your mouth and your nose for the duration of the flight does not apply to them. So they pull it down under their noses, a lot of people. And I just didn't fancy being that Karen who was now going to,
They're being the Karens by not covering their noses. Do the attendants not inform the people as they go up and down the aisles, cover your nose and mouth, cover nose and mouth?
The thing, you get the announcement at the beginning, and then the captain will sort of say, please remember to keep your mask on at all times. But the attendants, because they're not pushing the trolley up and down the aisle, they just aren't patrolling, and they're all on my flight anyway. I did report it to the airline because it's not good enough. Because you want them to actually keep control of it. That whole,
The last thing you want to do is to antagonize the person you're sitting next to and then have to sit next to them for 2 hours.
Exactly. So that is the thing. I just found that quite unsettling that people you're suddenly sitting. For me, it was a new experience, that many people so close. Do take a bottle of water on board, though, especially if you're on a flight of longer than an hour, because there's no service. They say that you can ask for water, but they don't say that on the flight. They say it in their preamble online.
Yeah.
I just found it very... comforting to have my own bottle of water. And very important, familiarize yourself with the new drop-off zones and pick-up zones, because if you've got someone dropping you at the airport and you're not Ubering or whatever, not driving your own car, because they've changed, all the airports have changed them,
can go into the airport, apparently.
That's the thing. So that's the other thing, Darren. I arrived in Joburg at 4:30. Was it 5:30? 5:30, I think. But still, normally the airport would be bustling, ORT.
Yeah.
Everything was closed. I hauled my little suitcase on its wheels to the Gautrain platform, which was deserted. It just had a very, very eerie experience. So flight travel is completely different now from what we knew it to be. I just thought I'd share some of those things, important things, especially around parking and getting there an hour early.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say to anyone who's leaving from King Shark International, guys, please just leave the mask on. Just respect the people around you. Respect the protocol. I'm really worried about going to level one where people are going to think it's party like it's 1999. Got to go back to normal and go back to... a second wave. Last thing we want is a second wave and go back to a lockdown. So we want to avoid that. So wear your mask all the times that you're asked to wear a mask, social distance and social distance. Then absolutely 100% cover nose and mouth with your mask.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
So earlier Wendy spoke about what it was like to fly for the first time in like 6 months. That'll be available on podcast on ecr.co.za shortly. But right now, Wendy...
Yes, Dad.
This gyms issue, it's become a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing. So, to follow up on last week's chat, the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud, Michal Tantahlele, has shared her views with me and others, I'm quite sure, on what is legally justified in terms of lockdown-related fee charging and what is not. And the full breakdown will be on the blog of last week's show. But I mentioned that Planet Fitness, while being among those gyms which commendably didn't debit their members' bank accounts during lockdown, Virgin Active was another, but since reopening, they've revealed to members that have wanted to cancel their contracts that what they've actually done is added those 5 lockdown months to members' contracts. So those who thought that they'd be able to cancel in the next few months, because they, without penalty, that is, that's the important thing, because their contracts were, in inverted commas, expiring. Quick note, they don't expire on their own. You still have to give a month's notice in writing, preferably. Okay, so they've suddenly discovered they've got another 5 months, nearly half a year, on their contracts, and they've got to keep on paying or pay a rather large early cancellation penalty, right? So the Ombud, Michal Tantahlele, told me, we are of the view that this extension is a notifiable change since the consumer could not have necessarily contemplated what the implications of freezing their contracts could have been, and that such contracts could only be extended if there was advance notification of this intention, right? And as far as I can tell, that didn't happen. I heard from Zandile Ndlovu this week. She wrote to me about her daughter's student membership at Planet Fitness in the Westwood Mall branch. The membership expires in October, Zandile said. The gym has now informed us that they are increasing the membership, extending it for another 5 months. We did not request the freezing of membership. It was because of lockdown. My daughter doesn't need the membership anymore. She's not going to UKZN and Westville any longer. I don't mind paying for September and October the last 2 months because of the contract, but is it acceptable that we should be penalized for what is happening in the country?
Yeah.
I was also not getting paid during lockdown, and I can't pay the cancellation fee they require. So I took up Sandile's case with Planet Fitness's operations marketing manager at their head office, Julian Elson, and I asked, if there was no notification of the contract extension condition by Planet Fitness as claimed, how does the company justify its unilateral contract extension decision in light of the Ombud's views? Got a response after a few days. Hi, Wendy, the matter has been resolved with the member you referred to us. Thanks, happy to hear that, but your response doesn't begin to respond to my query. Haven't heard back. Zandile tells me that those extra 5 months have now, that Planet Fitness has is not holding her to those extra five months, so the contract ends at the end of October as originally intended. And I just thought, even though Planet Fitness has sought not to engage with me on that, it's a precedent now.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's for others who might be in a similar situation.
So anyone else going forward, do they have to go through Wendy Nola, like Sandile, or can they also go just directly to the gyms?
Well, they should be going directly to the gyms and pointing out the Ombud's position on this. They they are mediating the Consumer Protection Act. If the gyms don't want to reverse the contract extension, I would suggest lodging a formal complaint with the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud and copying to me, please. And we'll take it from there.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, and if you want to get a hold of Wendy directly, you can do so on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a mail option there as well.
Darren, Carrie and Skye.